This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and with me today for 6 Minute English is Jackie Dalton. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Callum.
Now, Jackie, I'm going to play you something, and I wonder if you can guess what is being talked about. Mm-hmm. This is Ian McWhirter, who's a political commentator.
The thing is that this is a bubble, and all bubbles eventually burst, and when they burst, a lot of people get hurt.
Well, you gave me a clue when you said that he's a political commentator, so it's something to do with politics.
Well, yes and no. Really? Not exactly politics, but certainly politics are involved.
OK, well, can I listen again?
Of course. Here's Ian McWhirter again.
The thing is that this is a bubble, and all bubbles eventually burst, and when they burst, a lot of people get hurt.
Well, I guess it's to do with the economy, and one thing that comes to mind certainly at the moment is the housing market.
Exactly right. Well done. He was talking about the state of the housing market in Britain. And can you explain what he means when he says it's a bubble and it's going to burst?
Well, the price of property in Britain has been growing very quickly for over a decade now, and prices have risen far, far higher than salaries. So this increase in prices happened in a strong economic period. But now things are not so good in the economy, and the prediction is that prices will fall again very quickly.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to try and demonstrate this now. I have a balloon here, and as I start blowing it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But it can't go on getting bigger forever. At some point, it becomes too big and...
Oh, no!
It bursts. So that's what's happened to the housing market in Britain. Prices have got so high, they couldn't get any higher. And the bubble has burst. Prices are coming down.
And you would think that would be good news because it means that houses would become cheaper, more affordable.
It's good if you want to buy, but for those who want to sell, it means their house might not be worth as much as they paid for it. And this can lead to a lot of financial difficulty, the hurt that Ian McWhirter referred to. This situation is known as negative equity. Negative equity. Equity. Effectively, this means your property is worth less than you paid for it. Ian McWhirter had a warning about this, but who was his warning for? Listen and find out.
And I think particularly first-time buyers really need to be warned that if you buy anywhere now, you'll be in negative equity within about a year or 18 months.
So, Jackie, who needs to be careful?
Well, he talked there about first-time buyers. And a first-time buyer is someone who hasn't owned a property before and so therefore is buying a house for the first time.
Yeah, that's right. Let's listen to Ian McWhirter again.
And I think particularly first-time buyers really need to be warned that if you buy anywhere now, you'll be in negative equity within about a year or 18 months.
bbclearningenglish.com.
So, Jackie, on... talking about this issue, mm-hmm. What about you? Do you own a house or do you rent?
I rent. I would love to be able to own a house, but as we know in London, it's very, very, very expensive and it's actually hard to buy your first house.
It is. It's very hard and it's very difficult to get that first rung on the property ladder. Now, the property ladder is what everybody talks about. What does that mean?
It's kind of the idea that once you've bought your first house, after that, if you want to move again, you're going to need extra money to buy a nicer house. So once you've bought your first one, you could sell that, take the money from it and move up into a bigger or nicer house, which costs more money.
Yep. So it's like a ladder. You keep going up and up and up and up. But it's very difficult to get that first step onto the property ladder. Now, one thing that people are talking a lot about this moment, it's like a new expression that's come into the language, and it's the credit crunch. Have you heard this expression, Jackie?
Yes, it's been on the news all the time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You can't listen to a programme, you can't turn over a newspaper without seeing the expression credit crunch. What does it mean, though?
Well, a credit crunch is a period when it's very difficult to get credit and the interest rates are very high because the banks are scared of losing money. So it's not really a new phenomenon, but the term is very new in everyday vocabulary.
I did a search off the BBC website, and Jackie, when do you think the first use of this term I came across was? Was it in January 2007, June 2007, or December 2007?
I think I can make a good guess at this one. I think it was June 2007, because that's when this all started up again and it became big in the news.
Exactly. Well done. The answer is indeed June 2007. Now, that won't be the first time that term was ever used, but it was the first reference to it that I could find on the BBC website. Maybe you can find an earlier one. It did exist as a term known and used by economists, but now everyone knows it. It's like a new expression that's been born in our lifetime, and as you said, it does seem to be in the headlines every day.
Yep.
Well, that's all the time we have for this programme. Do join us again for another 6 Minute English soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.